You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Be thinking of this, and I do want to discuss this in a second. Is this D'Amico's best team? Is this the Texans' best team under D'Amico Ryans? Is it 713-572-4610? We'll discuss that in a bit, but Clint, man, what's going on with Jalen Hurts? My man had 5 turnovers yesterday. First quarterback to have 2 turnovers in one play, which was crazy. But he threw 4 picks. One of them wasn't his fault. One went right through, oddly enough, AJ Brown's hands. But then the last one to end the game, where they were in field goal range to at least tie, second down, he tried to force one in. And threw a pick at the end. But, man, they've lost 3 straight. He has struggled and, again, culminated. I was just listening to our guy at WIP, our sister station in Philly. He's done. He's thrown
with
it
Jalen?
Yeah, or just overall? Just the team this season.
It's been a frustrating.
He said, I've accepted it.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, Jay went into that game with the best touchdown-interception ratio in the league. 19 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he ran 8 touchdowns. So, obviously, you know, that was a one-off last night, right? That had been a problem all year long. But you look at the one that you said went through A.J. Brown's hands, and then you look at the one at the end of the game was tipped. I mean, obviously you don't want to take that risk at the end of the game when you're right there ready to score, but that was a tipped ball. So kind of a couple of them were kind of flukish. And I think now it's unfortunate, to be honest with you, because it's just the time that I turned the game on. I literally walked in and I was watching right at the start where he throws the go ball, the moon ball to A.J., and he doesn't catch it. And then later in the game, I'm sitting there watching in the fourth quarter, and he throws a go ball to
him,
and he got him in the hands again. So, yeah, Jalen will take the brunt of it, but the reality of it is I think I saw A.J. Brown talking about I didn't play well enough in big moments tonight, and I've got to be better. So, I don't know. You know, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Seemed like they opened it up a little bit last night and had a little bit of success, but they didn't make the plays necessary, and they didn't make the play when the game was on the line. So, we'll see, man.
That was weird.
They're still in the driver's seat in that division, but we'll see.
They got the Raiders and the Commanders twice left.
Well, that's one way to straighten the season out.
but no, and it was weird. Numbers-wise, they got Saquon going yesterday. But I promise you, I kind of did what you were doing. You know the deal, Tyler, catching up on a little Matlock in between the game.
Are you 90?
Little Elspeth catching up on a little Matlock and Elspeth. So I came in and out, but I never caught any of the long Saquon runs. Every time I saw Saquon get the ball, he was just getting drilled in the backfield. I mean, he just, I mean, never, like, I obviously he had a big 50-plus yard, a couple of big runs in there. But that's clearly been the difference. Is, man, they just can't run the football at anywhere the way they need it to. They need to, and it just falls more on their passing game more.
Yep.
And now they sound like a team that listens to what is being said a lot. Oh. And then go on the field and try to shut people up.
Well, I think they go on the field and try to keep AJ Brown happy is what they try to do. But the reality of it is, I'd spend more time on figuring out with that offensive line how to keep Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts happy, because those two guys are the ones that are ultimately your identity. You know, we'll see what happens. The good thing about that team is, you know, they're not quite the Texans on defense, but they got the ability to be really, really dominant on the defensive side of the ball. And so it's going to afford that offense the ability to maybe have some growing pains, maybe not be at their best. And just with the DNA in that organization and that defense, you know, I think offensively they got enough playmakers where they can make some noise. So
they're in the game and a chance inside in the red zone with a chance to win in overtime. They turn the ball over five times.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah,
they turn the ball over five times in that game. All right, your thoughts, Tyler. You've watched all of these games. Clint, I know you've watched all these games. We talked about this a lot. Many of you listening have watched all these games. The Texans, have been 10-win teams the last 2 years, won the division. Do you feel like, now that we've gotten here, obviously they had the slow start, but do you feel like this team currently constructed is the best team that DeMeco has had in his time here? And I will just throw out some stats. And this was coming into the week. Last week, coming into the week, they were 18th in total offense, 21st in points this year. That's compared to 22nd, 19th in points, 12th and 13th in points in 23. Obviously, the rookie year of CJ. Offensively, they were much better. Yep. But their defense, obviously, this year is 1-1 in total defense and scoring. Last year, they were 6th in total defense and 14th in points. This, just when you look at the whole team, does this feel like the best team they've had under DeMeco?
Well, that's a tough question, because last year, now, they were injured last year, so that tarnishes the point. But I mean, you know, last year, man, that offense, you had Joe Mixon, you had Laremy Tunsil, you had Diggs, you had, you know, Tank, you had
Nico.
I mean, I think all of the guys offensively.
But your defense wasn't like this.
Yeah,
it
but
was
they
good.
Weren't. Yeah, but they didn't offset by that much. I mean, you don't have any of those guys this year, right?
Except Nico. Yeah.
Well, I didn't mention Nico, but I mean, you don't have any of those guys. So you take all those guys away from the offense, and who have you added on defense? I mean, all these guys were here last year. EJ Speed?
They're
a year better.
They're a year better. Kamari's better.
So is the year better of the superstars on this defense better than the superstars that you lost on offense?
Black Greg, last year's team was the most talented on paper, but injuries and offensive line derailed it. Yeah, that offensive line was so poor last year. Like, despite what the hell happened in that second half on Sunday, this offensive line is just night and day from last year. Even though you could argue they're less talented, it's night and day. So I think because the defense is so good. Because this is the worst offense they've had, in my opinion, watching this, even last year.
Oh, I agree. Of all 3 years that DeMeco's been here, I agree.
This is the worst offense they've had, but that defense, like, I think they have the best unit in football.
Well, I think they were good. I mean, they were obviously really good last year on defense, but I don't think that anybody would stand around and beat their chest about their Super Bowl caliber. They were really good.
Yeah.
But I don't think
it feels different too.
This year I feel like this defense can carry you to multiple playoff wins,
especially with the team.
Last year I felt like if the stars aligned they could. I feel like this one's damn near going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, this defense is not just good. They're imposing their will on folks. I mean, they're taking the heart out of folks' chest. So I would say that this is the most talented team just because of how dominant the defense is. And I'll be honest with you, I think this offense has got a chance. I mean, they're not struggling because of lack of talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think the struggle. I mean, they're better. They're as good at running back when you leave him in the game. Now, I don't know that he can last. Yeah, I mean, Woody has performed and made big plays in a way. I don't know. Joe made some big plays.
Yeah, Joe was a different bowler. Animal. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking from a production standpoint. But, yeah, I mean Joe's obviously better. But I'm just thinking from a production standpoint, what you're getting out of Woody versus what you got out of Joe. Yeah, Joe was doing a lot on his own, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say this year's the better team, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think this, like someone said, this team can go further in the playoffs. I definitely believe that. I think that also has to do with, you know, the field, right? Like the Ravens and the Chiefs probably, right now the odds are they don't even make the playoffs.
Right.
And you know, obviously those were different teams the last couple of years. Buffalo, even though you've solved them, they were different teams. But you're right. Like if you got a run, like right now their run would be.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
New England to probably Denver to, you know, whoever on the other side would be, you know, Jacksonville, Buffalo, whatever. Yeah, you could, like, this field, you could see them winning multiple games being carried by this defense with those guys. With that grouping of teams, Denver and New England being the first two, you could see them getting there. All right, 5 o'clock fire. A lot to get to in the 5 o'clock, 5 o'clock hour, including your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Texans Colts game.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.